Detective Senior Sergeant Boris Buick, welcome to SBS Radio.
Thank you very much.
I'd like to ask you about Shiva Chauhan, who went missing in May last year. I believe you've had some new leads about that case. Tell us about that.
As you say, Shiva went missing back in May of last year, the 1st of May. Of recent times, though, we've conducted a search at Phillip Island in the last couple of weeks looking for the body of Shiva or any of his belongings. We have information that indicates to us that after he went missing, he was taken to or attended Phillip Island, and hence we conducted that search 2 weeks ago.
I understand you can't give us too many details, but his van was found in Keysborough, and I believe all of his belongings, including his wallet, was in it. What makes you think that he was then taken to Phillip Island?
Well, the location of the van of itself was not unusual, because that was part of Shiva's route from the bakery where he worked to the various bread shops that he was delivering to. What was unusual was that the van was locked, and as you say, some of his personal belongings were in the van, including his wallet, some cash, his backpack. The van was locked and parked on the road, and so the circumstances of the van being at that location in that condition add to our suspicions and our concerns.
Has the key to the van ever been found?
No, it hasn't.
The homicide squad were involved right up front. Is it still being regarded as a homicide?
Yes. Shiva's disappearance is regarded as suspicious. We believe that he's met with foul play. We believe that he's deceased. And so the homicide squad did commence involvement with that investigation the following day. And we, the cold case and missing persons squad, now have carriage of that investigation, and we are treating that as a suspected homicide.
So this search at Phillip Island, how long did that last? How many people were involved?
It took a couple of hours to search an area down at Phillip Island that is an open public area, and we were assisted with the SES and a number of police. We had a search dog come down from New South Wales, a dog specifically trained in searching for human remains. We conducted a search of an area that we believed we may have found the body of Shiva or his personal belongings. We weren't able to find anything down there. We still believe that he was last down at Phillip Island and may be at Phillip Island, or his body may be at Phillip Island, but not in the location where we searched.
Was it near the Penguin Parade area, just the public area that you mentioned?
Yes, that's right. As you drive towards the Penguin Parade, in an open area down at the part of Phillip Island.
And you can rule out a robbery, because none of his belongings were taken away from the van.
It's less likely, far less likely to be robbery, and that is an indicator, as you say, because a large number of his personal belongings were with the van, including a quantity of cash. And there doesn't appear to be any signs of excessive violence or disturbance in the van itself. So we believe that Shiva has stepped out of the van for whatever reason. Perhaps he was hailed, perhaps he drove upon something, and we believe it's possible that he may have been abducted from the location of the van or the vicinity of the van. And that's, as far as we know, his last known movements before, as I say, we believe he's been taken to or attended down at Phillip Island.
So what can you tell us about the possible theories that you're working on?
There's always a number of possibilities when the people go missing and when we haven't found them, of course. But we do have a specific primary theory in relation to Shiva's disappearance. It relates to his personal circumstances and his background, but unfortunately I can't go into the details of that right now.
Because he has a different religious background, and he was involved with a lady of another religious background, of Islamic background specifically.
And yes, that's right.
That could have possibly led to what has happened. Do you think that is what it is?
That is a possibility, but I'm not able to say whether that is our primary position or not, but certainly that is the case in terms of his his cultural background, but I'm not able to say whether that is what we believe has contributed or is a factor in his disappearance.
If I can take this one step further, the woman of interest, who was the love interest of Shiva, is actually of Afghani background, isn't that right?
Yes, that's correct.
And there is some history of violence perpetrated against Shiva before all of this has happened as well?
I'm not able to comment on that, and I'm not in a position to be able to say whether we can link any past occasions or allegations of violence to his disappearance. It's something that we're looking at, but I'm not able to say whether we've firmly established that at this point in time.
But how forthcoming has the young lady been and the family around her? How much information have they shared with you?
Well, we've certainly have had assistance in terms of Shiva's movements and his involvement with his girlfriend. So in that sense, she's been assisting as much as she can in the circumstances. She's obviously very upset. And, of course, it is Shiva's family.
So, as I understand, she's cooperating, but what about her immediate family and her friend circle?
Well, it's more relevant as to what she knows of Shiva's movements because she was in the relationship with him.
But as you look for the likely disappearance and the causes, where do you expect the lead to come from?
Well, because we can't be certain as to precisely what's behind Shiva's disappearance, we keep an open mind and we ask the community to keep an open mind. But if, in fact, the members of the community have information in relation to Shiva's disappearance or the movements of him around his disappearance, then we'd be calling for those people to come forward and provide that information to police. The information would be carefully protected, as would they, it's important that we have that information to piece together the picture as to what's happened to Shiva.
That would be a specific appeal to the Afghani community, because they're a tight-knit community and somehow they seem to be involved in all of this as well?
Well, we don't know if they are involved. We do know that Shiva's girlfriend was of Afghani background. If members of the community, Afghani community, have information in relation to Shiva's disappearance, then we'd ask them to come forward and speak to police just as much as Shiva's own family, friends and community.
Now, I know there was a public appeal made for this last year for more information. I wonder why a reward hasn't been posted for anyone to come up with more information about Shiva.
The investigation in relation to Shiva's disappearance is still live. Victoria Police has reviewed its policy on the issuing of rewards. Rewards are offered more so in cases the investigation has essentially ceased, all avenues of inquiry have dried up. A matter goes to the coroner for an inquest, and an inquest determines, yes, a person has died, and thereafter investigators apply for a reward, essentially for a call for fresh and untapped information. Yeah. We're not at that point.
But you did indicate that when you're searching for the body, and you do hold grave fears about his welfare, and you do believe that he's dead.
Yes, we do. All indications point to that. There's been no phone usage by Shiva. No bank account have been touched. He hasn't left Australia by official means, and we don't believe he's left otherwise. We've checked, of course, all hospitals, and there's no trace of him whatsoever.
So if a reward can be posted, was my question really, that maybe someone might come forward with certain information. Do you believe that could aid it?
It's possible. We believe we have a pretty good idea as to who may have been involved in Shiva's disappearance. We believe those people won't have broadcast their involvement to terribly many people, and we're not actually certain that a posting of a reward is going to elicit any further information. Shiva's family and Shiva's community have been extraordinarily helpful. We don't believe that his friends and family are withholding anything from us. Mm-hmm. So, as I say, I'm not certain that a reward at this point in time is necessarily going to aid our investigation.
But no charges have been laid, and as I understand it, will not be laid until a body is found.
That's not always the case. Mm-hmm. People have been charged for homicides in the absence of a body. It does present some challenges, but we're certainly not at the point of charging anyone in relation to Shiva's disappearance at this stage.
Now, is there anything that the community listening to you can do to help? If there's anything you can tell them additionally, I'd be grateful.
Well, police have a view as to why Shiva may have disappeared. There'll be people in the community who know enough of Shiva's circumstances and background to also probably have a similar view. We need those people who perhaps have been reluctant to approach police with information about Shiva's disappearance to come forward and provide that information, because they're the ones obviously that are in tune with Shiva's life and background and probably best placed to provide assistance.
Well, we hope something comes up in this investigation and at least the family can have closure finally. Thank you very much for talking to us.
No worries, thank you.